Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, I'm Cholwe Simwinga. The headlines. Led President Edgar Lungu to be buried in Zambia. NGO unveils nature-based plan to combat saline water in Western Province. Mpulunguwa 26 road gets facelift after rain season. And Maurice Kamoto denounces 2025 presidential election exclusion as political plot. And now the news in detail. The Pretoria High Court has ruled that former President Edgar Lungu should be buried in Zambia. The court has ordered this morning that the funeral home should surrender the remains of President Lungu to the state for repatriation to Zambia for burial. The court says the wishes of the family cannot override that of national interest.
The counter applications are dismissed, no order is crossed. Four, it is ordered that the applicant is entitled to repatriate the body of the late President Lungu, the late President Lungu, for a state funeral and burial thereafter in Embassy Park, Lusaka, Republic of Zambia. Five, the eighth respondent is authorized and ordered upon service of the court order by the sheriff of this honorable court to immediately surrender the body of the late President Lungu to a representative or representatives of the Zambian High Court to enable the applicants to repatriate the body to Zambia.
68th President Edgar Lungu died on 5th June 2025 while receiving medical treatment in Johannesburg, South Africa. Empowered Communities Helping Others, ECHO, an NGO, has introduced an ambitious initiative to address salty water challenges in parts of Western Province, aiming to improve access to water, sanitation and hygiene wash services in rural areas. Speaking in a statement, ECHO Executive Director Mubiana Muyangwa has called for a shift towards nature-based solutions in Shankoyo ward of Mwandi district. Mr. Muyangwa reflects on two decades of experience in the water sector, highlighting the persistent struggles rural communities face due to misaligned water interventions. He says for years, boreholes drilled in Sankolongo ward struck salty water at shallow depths, rendering them unusable. Mr. Muyangwa has proposed a nature-based approach, including managed aquifer recharge to replenish groundwater, vegetative buffer strips to prevent erosion, and rainwater harvesting to supplement the supply.
One is, can we now improve the shallow wells that they are using by lining them so that they are protected, and then we can equip them either with the solar pumps, depending on the use, or hand pumps. Secondly, is how do we then trap the flood waters so that over the years, then we don't lose that water through runoff and then the wells become dry. It's by doing what we call managed aquifer recharge, where you just dig in the earth, trap the flood water, and maybe 2-3 rain seasons down the line, you'd actually see that these wells stop.
Roadworks have started in Pulungua 26 of Mandevu constituency, beginning from Mauzu Tenoff in Kabangwe through Chazanga Clinic to Chazanga Market. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mpulungua 26 Councillor Mwango Chileshe says the maintenance targets all roads in the ward, adding that gravel is being poured and compacted, with plans to pave the roads using the paver machine already available in the constituency. Mr. Chileshe says the area now has a grader, roller and compactor to help make roadworks more regular and reliable throughout the year. He adds that the improved roads will benefit the local people by making improved movement easier and helping create jobs for young people in the community.
So we are doing the, for now, we are just doing the dumping of gravel and with compaction. So going forward, well, as a constituents, we prefer the paver making machine. So we hope to pave that the same roads and most of the roads within the ward. And for continuity sake, rather additionally, we procured the machinery for under CDF, the grader, also the roller compactor. So that there is that consistency, and not it should not just end here.
A resident of Kabanana in Mandevu constituency, Titus Nyangwe, has emphasized and called for the importance of focus group discussions in community decision-making processes. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Nyangwe has stressed that conducting focus group discussions in local language is crucial as it enables participants to articulate their thoughts and opinions more effectively. Mr. Nyangwe has advocated for an inclusive approach to focus group discussions involving people of different ages, backgrounds and upbringing, believing that communities can gather diverse perspectives and insights, ultimately leading to more informed decision making.
Can be held in churches, can be held in different gatherings. And the focus group discussions must also allow people to express themselves in local languages. Nyanja, Bemba, any other language which they are conversant with, it allows people to express themselves nicely, because not everyone is that good when it comes to using English. So it's important that focus group discussions are held in different languages, or are held allowing people to speak in different languages. An interpreter can be there for those who may not understand the language. And also involving people of different ages, different backgrounds, it may really help.
Governance expert Ruben Lifuka has expressed concerns about the deep-rooted nature of corruption in the country, stating that it has become a way of life. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Lifuka says government has failed to effectively combat corruption due to lack of robust systems and goodwill, noting that even those tasked with fighting corruption are often corrupt. Mr. Lifuka says there is need for a more independent and accountable approach to addressing the issue, further advocating for an autonomous anti-corruption commission that is free from executive influence.
It is like corruption is now deep-rooted and is part of our way of life. The government has failed to fight corruption because they have not put in systems, goodwill and countermeasures. If anything, those who are fighting corruption are corrupt also in one way or the other. Where service delivery is supposed to be smooth and straightforward and supported by competence, genuineness, you find there is a shortcut because public service.
President Hakainde Hichilema has called for unity and respect following the by-election results in Mfue, Nchelenge and Pongwe. In a statement, the head of state has congratulated Malama Mufunelo, the newly elected Member of Parliament for Mfue, as well as the newly elected councillors for Nchelenge and Pongwe. We now take a break. This is the One Love Radio Afternoon News, and on the other side, we have more in international and sports news.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net. or call us on +260 211 221 662 or 0966 342 359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.